Hi there. If you like Two Pizza Marketing, you'll love Pizza Bites. These are short, snackable episodes from hosts Melissa and Ashley. Let's dig in. Hello, hello, Two Pizza Marketers. You've got Melissa and Ashley here for another Pizza Bite, and we are digesting the awesome events that we have been to this October 2023. I just got back from GTM 2023 by Pavilion, and we chatted about that on another Pizza Bite. But right now, we are going to ask Ashley all about where she's been this week, which was the bustling city of Austin for a brand new event called Marketing Land. Do you want to tell us a bit about the event to start?
Yes. So I was at Marketing Land yesterday. So I'm sure you can tell by my voice, it's kind of gone from all of the socializing and networking. But oh gosh, this was such an awesome event. It was put on by Workweek and Marketing Millennials. So Daniel Murray's podcast and newsletter. And he's pretty well known amongst our industry with all of his advice with marketing to B2B brands and then also e-commerce. So him and his wife, Ari Murray, she works for Nick Sharma's brand, which is an agency out in New York. And they work with a lot of e-commerce brands. And it was a festival. They marketed it as a festival rather than a conference. And they definitely showed that in the branding. Everything was neon. And then there was just like backdrops for photos and just Instagrammable moments. And they did a really good job with keeping that consistent throughout the entire day, even with the presentations. This was this year's first event. And gosh, it was a one-day event. So let me back up and explain that a little bit. So it's called Marketing Land, and they wanted to combine like Disney with EDM festival and then also conferencing and just mash it all together. And it really was like a festival and like lands of different types of marketing functions. So you had Creator Land, you had Brand Land, you had Ecom Land, and then you had Revenue Land. So you got to choose which ones you wanted to go to when they did breakout sessions. And then you would come back to the main stage where there would be like keynote speakers. They did a live recording of Marketing Millennials. And then there were a couple fireside chats. So it was really cool how they did that. And it was packed with information since it was a one-day event. But yeah, overall, very impressed.
What was the best thing you saw on stage? Like, what was the best presenter or maybe in one of the breakouts, but what was your favorite? I know it's hard sometimes with these to pick a favorite, but
yeah. Okay. So there were four keynote speakers or fireside chats. One was Lance Armstrong, actually, which was interesting. He has his own podcast now. There was Workweek's co-founders, which is Ryan and Becca. And then Katie Welch, which she's the CMO at Rare Beauty, which is Selena Gomez's brand. And then the last one was actually a live podcast recording with Waterboy, which is similar to like, what is the name? Like the powder, the supplement to hydrate yourself. What am I thinking of?
Oh, I know one like that, but it's not the lead one. Yeah,
something like that, which was interesting to hear from them. They're very young and super successful. So it was cool to hear from them. But so with all of that, my favorite was Katie Welch. I've heard her on a couple different podcasts. The Real Pod was the most recent one that I listened to. And she is just, oh gosh, like so bubbly, has a wealth of knowledge. And she comes from PR, so I can relate in that sense. And she just was so open and honest about Rare Beauty and their goal, because ultimately, yes, they're a cosmetic brand, but their overall mission is to bring more awareness to mental health. And that really exuded with everything that she talked about. So I really was impressed by her advice with just branding and making sure that you're keeping your mission like top of mind with all of your different marketing campaigns. So yeah, that was my favorite one.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And in terms of, you know, meeting people and networking, I mean, that's always a point of theirs. How did you feel the event did from a networking and connecting standpoint?
Yeah. Oh gosh, that was so fun. I kept joking with these two people I met right at the beginning because I followed them around. They were there just for the day. They're from Chicago. They're with a multifamily investment firm, actually, which is very specific to me because we are one point solution in multifamily. So it was very serendipitous with that. But I kept joking with them that it doesn't feel like networking. It feels like socializing because it was a younger crowd with it being marketed towards millennials. So, and it was a bunch of like younger creators. So it really felt like a huge party because they topped the day off with a happy hour. And yes, we were definitely discussing like the speaking sessions, but I met a bunch of young entrepreneurs. This one girl that I met, and I have her phone number now, we're going to try to meet up, but her name's Amanda. She has her own vegan marshmallow company that she just started. Like so many like random conversations like that. It was just like, I kept having those types of conversations. So I feel like they did a really good job with opening up the opportunity to have those conversations because they had about like 15 to 30 minutes in between each session to where you could just go to like the main hall, which was outside because this was at ACL Live, which was just a beautiful day. So it was like outside to where they could, they fostered that environment to where we could have those conversations.
That's so fun. And I like the idea of, I mean, a lot of the conferences for good reason are, you know, highly professional, highly buttoned up. They're clearly trying to kind of break that standard model. And obviously, like you said, the mashup with Disney and a festival. But I like the point that it is, you are going to see this younger crowd and very kind of creative and doing new things crowd. That sounds like a really great spot to be. So here's the tough question. If they could do one thing better next year, and I'm assuming they're going to hold it again next year. I hope they can hold it again next year. I know these are always tricky to do. What would you have them change or add for next year?
Yeah. Since it was the first one, I'm probably being extra picky. Overall, I feel like they did a really good job for their first event. And some of these things, like you can't always in the moment decide what to do, but they had a couple speakers bow out last minute. And I actually made my decision based off of one of them that I really wanted to see. And he ended up backing out and they didn't communicate that. So I showed up thinking he was going to be there. And unfortunately he wasn't, which again, like it's hard to predict those things. And like, it's not ultimately like Daniel's fault, but I wish they would have communicated those things a little bit sooner rather than me showing up and not seeing them.
Oh, I think I know who it was because I didn't hear you mention him. So, oh, darn.
That's I know. I know. And I'm always talking about him. And so I was like, and he was going to be discussing a topic on newsletters, which is my favorite part of marketing. So yeah. Really excited for that. But I understand things come up and he has a family. So I'm assuming something happened with that. But ultimately, they did fill in the spot. I learned a lot from Jay Swindelson. I think that's how you say his last name.
Yes.
Yeah, she is. And I saw him. Like the other cool thing with the speakers is they would just come and hang out with everyone when we were doing like the breakout networking sessions in between. And I saw Jay and I went up to him and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm fangirling for sure. But I love your content. I think that you provide very practical advice because I've seen him speak one other time. So I got to learn a lot from him, which is still email writing.
That's awesome. That's a cool one to have there in person. He's really wonderful.
Yeah, he's great. So Marketing Land, I believe they're going to do it next year. Highly recommend it. And maybe next year they'll do a 2-day event versus a 1-day, but yeah, that was our recap. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. We have season 3 right around the corner. So be on the lookout. We'll be back.